Dingers!
Dingers!
Cables are back!
Yeah, let's talk about it!
Come on. Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with me, Blake Sampson.
And myself, Martin Ashton.
Bingers.
So good to be back in here.
We're having some fun in here.
Oh, we are. I tell you what, this shed's getting a good sand here.
We have got actually some really exciting news.
We have.
This is so good. This is good for all of us.
What is it?
Cables, man. Finally, we have cables again. This is super exciting to see because SRAM have been spending some big amounts of time and money developing something we will all be a little bit happier forking out some money for.
But I'm never happy forking out money, Martin.
You're not.
No.
This is going to be great because it's just so nice to see a product that has the many benefits of the top flight Eagle equipment. Mm-hmm. We're talking SRAM kit here, but in the form that will make a lot more sense to the everyday rider.
The cable.
Yeah, because this release, right? I mean, first off, it's cables.
Yes.
Wireless, nada, right? Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Don't get me wrong, right? I love wireless transmission. I've got it on my bike, my Bowhead. It's sick.
It is good. I like it. I like the sound.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there that, one, don't like it, and two, don't think it's worth it in terms of, like, what you get for the money, and it is expensive, right? And they always want to just stick with the cables, but now we've got this amazing release of Eagle 70 and Eagle 90.
Told you, going back to the 90s with the cable.
Kind of.
70s? I think that's where they got the name from.
Maybe. But this, these two products and drivetrains, right, have got basically the innovation of the Eagle series.
Yes.
But going back to using cables. So it's a really set about having easy and simple setup. Mm-hmm. Like, because obviously, because of the way that the Eagle transmission attaches to the frame.
It is actually really nice.
Basically, you can just attach it to the bike. Really simple setup. Put the chain on. The cable's the last bit you attach.
That's weird.
Just so easy, because there's no adjustment at the derailleur, which is incredible. Get this.
This is my favourite.
I can't wait to hear you say the word.
Rebuildability. Rebuildability.
You did it, Vince.
That's what I like.
Rebuildability.
Because everyone likes tinkering on their bikes. They're pretty. When you know how to fix your bike, doing it by yourself in your garage, you tinker. You spend hours doing it.
Yeah.
You can do that with this now.
Well, I mean,
you can rebuild it.
You can rebuild it, but right, that rebuildability.
Oh, you nearly didn't get it. Yeah.
Is amazing, right? So if you do smash it to bits, you can put it back together again, and the parts are easily available. But it's also designed to be. I mean, to say they're saying it's strong is an understatement. You go on their website, and the blurb about the strength of this thing is incredible. To say you read durability and reliability a lot is an understatement.
Okay.
And you can shift under load.
Which is perfect for Neil because he loves to do it. He's like a monkey on a machine gun.
Clicking through.
And it's just going... Yeah, this is going to eliminate that.
Yeah. It sounds not like a big deal, but only a few years ago, SRAM were like... It felt like they were dropping cables altogether. Mm. They were going to just force us into the wireless world.
Would like the government with EV cars.
No, but they brought the emphasis on this Eagle 70 and Eagle 90, taking the tech from XXXO and the cheaper... GX and bringing that innovation to cables. Feels like the brands are finally listening.
Finally listening, but I don't think they've ever not listened. They they're on a spiral of innovation.
Yeah, but it sounds, honest to God, this stuff sounds really good. I mean, obviously, a lot of the blurb from the website is going to make you feel that. Like on the Eagle 70, SRAM says, the harder you pedal, the better Eagle transmission shifts, allowing you to shift where you want. When you want.
Oh, good for e-bikes.
I love the blurb off a website.
Yeah,
so
it's
much
good.
Obviously,
I want to buy it now.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, go on. Obviously, it has that incredibly strong attachment with no derailleur hanger. No adjustment screws are needed. It really feels like they have tried so hard to do something here that's, in their words, durable, reliable and affordable. Eagle 70 is transmission unplugged.
I like the blurb.
But does it sound good, doesn't it?
No, but you see that with the... If they went with the SRAM Eagle, the electric stuff, the Bluetooth, why don't they put a little battery in there? Because you can use the app and then you can adjust it micro-shifting. But you only use it...
Well, I think one of the problems with wireless is one of the things people really don't like, and let us know in the comments out there, one of the things they don't like is the batteries. Do you know what I mean? Because suddenly you've got to, like, charge your bike to ride. And if you're on, like, a standard classic mountain bike, no EBS at all, you don't want to charge anything.
You don't. No, I struggle with
You've charged yourself. You're ready to ride. Let's flipping go.
Yeah, I end up taking... there's a charger within my car because I know that one day I'm going to pull my bike out of the shed and I'm not going to have a battery full for my shifter, for my derailleur.
Yeah.
And then I charge it on the way to the trail.
Yeah. Oh, you've got it all sorted.
Well, no, it's just an emergency.
Mm. Yeah. What both of these products are T-type compatible, which is great. They've got 1052 range. And the 90, again, using that four-mount attachment, no derailleur hanger, so nothing to bend or break. Everything centered around the centre axle itself, so the setup's super easy. It's got the same chain and cassette as the GX wireless. Oh. So the Eagle 90 group set of derailleur, crank, shifter and chain ring weighs 2,085 grams.
That's pretty good.
But Eagle 90 is literally so strong, you can stand on it. I don't know why they keep doing these pictures, that you can keep standing.
Yeah.
Why do you, SRAM, why do you want someone to stand on these products?
It's just demonstrating how strong it is.
Basically, influencers have got something to put on their Instagram.
Because they want to break it and they want to fix it themselves.
Yeah, they well, they just love doing this stand-on shot. So we're going to see lots of that. It's a great new product and a great thing to see. But it does bring me round, right? All this development... All of this, innovation
RNG.
For derailleurs, right? And undoubtedly, this is a very good version of it. They are big, mind.
They're I know where you're going
really
with
big.
This. I know where you're going with this.
Isn't this the year of the gearbox?
I think so.
Isn't the derailleur? I thought the derailleur was dead. I tell you what made me think about the gearbox this week, right? And what really made me think when I saw this gearbox moment before I saw this announcement of Eagle 70 and Eagle 90, it was a clip of Sam Reynolds doing a flare on a free ride bike at Darkfest, practicing on his new quarter he's built.
Yeah.
Right? He does this flare and he lands and the noise is just it goes
just the tyres and the dirt.
Oh, it is sublime. It's so good.
It's something about a quiet bike.
Obviously, he is on a gearbox bike. Mm-hmm. He's on pinion with Gates belt drive.
It's a Gamux, isn't it?
Gamux is the bike. I really feel like a gearbox could genuinely... It's got a very good chance of winning a World Cup downhill this year. Mm-hmm. And when they do, other brands like SRAM probably already are. They're thinking, we need to get on this gearbox train. They're going to make lighter versions. I mean, the only downside to gearboxes is people say they've got a bit of drag and a little bit more weight. But I feel like once all the brands start fighting each other, that's going to be erased very quickly.
I think so too.
The derailleur's cooked. Forget what I said about the SRAM Eagle. We're all going gearbox.
Before we get into the news, let us know in the comments down below, what do you think? Do you like gearboxes? Or do you like the old derailleur?
Derailleur and cables.
Let us know in the comments down below.
Yeah, let's have a big argument down there. But for now, it's over to the news with Tom.
What's up, everyone? Biggest news this week, as Blake and Martin have been discussing, is that T-Type mechanical drivetrains have arrived. I think mechanical T-Type is a welcome addition to SRAM's lineup, offering reliable performance without introducing unnecessary complexity to mountain bikes. At the same time, SRAM launched the Motive brake with these nice limited edition colours. These brakes replace the Level and the Code series. They've also now got a Maven base brake, which sits at the bottom of that range's lineup. SRAM have made the switch to mineral oil braking systems across the board too. Good news for bike mechanics worldwide. Fox Suspension have new forks. The 34SL fork is 110 to 130mm in travel. It uses a 180mm post mount as standard and is compatible with both grip and grip SL dampers. There are new stiffer arches and crowns and a wider tyre clearance too. There's also now a Fox 36SL sitting in the 120 to 140 travel bracket featuring the new Glidecore spring, which also makes an appearance on the new 36, which encompasses the 140 to 160mm travel bracket. Gets a standard 200mm post mount. Torsional stiffness seems to be the name of the game this time round, with all the new chassis reporting increases on that front. Yes, they do all have cutaway fork arches. Mokhof have released a battery-powered air blower to blow dry your bike. If you're super particular about your bike, this might be for you. The idea is that water is removed, so the chance for corrosion is minimal. But at £120 a pop, I think I'll personally be taking those chances. Urge have a new helmet out of France. The Treps is an open-faced enduro helmet for enduro and trail riding. There's a pop-off visor, fidlock buckle, large air vents, bamboo padding, and energy reduction technology padding. They've achieved all of that using 90% recyclable or bio-sourced materials, and they retail at €159. News now that Hope are going racing again after jumping on board as a key sponsor of the MS racing team. Intense have set up a US-based downhill team. The roster features Dante Silva, Nate Kitchen, Tegan Heap and Kai Burleson, who will focus on the US and national rounds. Frameworks Racing have announced a youth dev team too. Zana Logar, Jack McCready, Lucas Dodora and Benny Duval are all junior riders who will be under Nico Mullally's wing. The UCI Mountain Bike World Series have announced a couple of welcome returns for Enduro. Pietro Ligure, Hortsavoir and Valdevassa will be two-day events this year, with 3 to 5 stages of racing per day. Open Enduro Racing is back as well. You can enter to race the same course as the Enduro Pros. All entries are now live, with a €130 ticket price. Busy week between the tapes. The Red Bull Tennessee National was wet and wild. Lots of pros turning up. Amaury Peiron took the win in the men's. Till Alron hot on his heels. Troy Brosnan in third. Gwynn was the fastest American in fourth. Different story in the women's though, with Alitha Osgard championing US women's downhill to beat Marine Cabarrú by a shade over 3.5 seconds. The Red Bull Cerro Abajo series landed in Guanajuato, Mexico. Juan Fervélez took a convincing win, 0.9 seconds in the lead. And the NZ Rally has concluded, an epic 6 days worth of racing, finishing with a heli drop into the New Zealand backcountry. A cool different adventure story seems to come out of this race every year. Last time round, it was the impressive feat of Matt Fairbrother winning unsupported. This year it was Killian Bronn forgoing the heli drop and at the end of day 4 climbing up into the hills to a mountain hut, then winning the very first stage of the next day by an enormous 50 second margin. There are also 30 local Nelson wildcard riders added to the roster for day 6 only to keep the racers on their toes and encourage them to keep those taps open. Sam Blenkinsop took the overall win in the Elite Men's race, 1 minute 10 up on second place Matt Walker. For full results and to check out more media from the race, check out their website. Right, sorry about my voice. It was my stag do this weekend and things did get a little bit sendy on karaoke. It's back to the guys in the shed.
First off, right, before we carry on, I've got to do a shout out to one of our trail dogs.
Oh no, don't say it.
No, he hasn't died.
Oh.
That's right. No, but Marvin, one of our superstars that we were going to be featuring in our trail dog video, Marvin has had an injury
and had
to have an operation.
No, is he all right?
He's looking very well. He's on the mend.
Good.
He's not going to be ready for our trail dog video, which is a real shame because he's one of our superstars.
Yeah, I bet he was Marvin after that. Surgery.
Wow. Great opportunity, right, after that terrible joke to try and G you guys up with some amazing news that we've got a shop.
We do.
We do. We've got a shop. We've got great tees. We've got great hoodies.
And coffees.
We've got apparel in there. We've got everything you need. Stunt mugs and cups.
Well, there's no longer stunt mugs,
and mug guards. That one isn't. This is, the stunt mug is currently not available, but this fabulous mug is. All of the support that you can give us in the store is greatly appreciated, so head over, especially for our new tees. We've got the dropping in design, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Wildscape tee. Is that Wildscape?
I've got the bike packer. All available now on our GMBN shop.
Head over to the shop. We appreciate the support, as well as our YouTube members, of course, our trail dogs and trail bosses and trail crews. Sorry, trail dogs. I'm obsessed with trail dogs.
You are.
Maybe we should have a trail dog tier on our YouTube membership.
Maybe we need a t-shirt trail dog.
That's actually a great idea.
Let us know in the comments down below if you want to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, let's do Hacks and Bodges.
Hacks and Bodges. I'm going to kick it off with this one from Tomas. Yeah. I like this. So it's storage in a very small compartment place.
Yeah.
And he's used an old stem cap.
Ah, okay.
And some PVC pipe there.
Yeah, very nice.
And he's threaded his, you know, his axle through it to store it.
I feel like that's one of the most general problems we all have with our bikes is storing them.
Yeah, because they're a nightmare to store.
They're a bloody weird shape, aren't they,
yeah,
bikes?
They're not, like, foldable. Yeah, if they were, they wouldn't be very great, would they?
No, I saw one of those foldable Bromptons. You know, the what is it, like a gravel version of the Bronson?
Really nice. Yeah, we're going to get rinsed for that.
Nice.
We're definitely getting rinsed.
Honestly, it looked good.
It does look good. It was green. It's my favourite. It had tan tyres. And he liked it. It had tan.
The only thing I don't like is when you lift it up, the wheels do that. Anyway.
No, it's supposed to lock in place.
Carrying on with Hacks and Bodges.
Right, take a look at this. So now, this one is from Ish474.
Catchy.
This is a video. So take a look at that. So he's repurposed a roof rack.
Whoa.
And he's actually made it as a tail.
How has he made it stay still then on that tailgate? He's changed the tailgate system.
He's changed the,
the
way it hooks in.
US mount, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a 2-inch receiver, I guess.
Very nice.
I like that. That's very cool. Very cool.
That's good. It looks nice and rigid, actually. You've done a good job there.
Yeah.
A good job. Like that.
Now this one from Adrian Manpil.
Winner.
Manapil.
That's got written all over it. Winner.
So if you want to change your crank length on the trail, you get a quick release and you do this.
I feel like I had to, more than a I think I might.
So is he just doing a wheelie everywhere and he's taking his QR at the front?
Oh man, I hope so. That is such... The only thing I would say is your hit, the sort of ball of your heel not going to hit that? I guess it was needs must, but a great solution.
Yeah.
Quick released his bottom bracket keep his bike running. It's very, very clever.
Yeah.
Well, he must have gone right through, else it wouldn't stay there.
No, definitely, yeah.
It's very good. Ooh. Very good. And I feel like that is, Adrian, you are this week's winner. You've won yourself a GMBN race top.
Even better.
Which is great. Give us an email and we will get that out to you as soon as we can. That's fantastic. Right, let's keep going with the show. Right, some things we liked, Blake.
Yeah, not just you, man. Yeah. I've liked you all week and every week and every single time. But I'm going to kick it off with Phil Atwell. He's out in Mexico for Cerro Baja, which is an urban downhill race. And this guy. Take a look at this.
So good.
It's so good.
So good.
Hey, tire slide on the bench.
So nice.
Back. Bonk the tire, bonk the thing, and thing.
I was
in.
Half expecting to see him at the top of the old results, but he wasn't.
Shame.
Next up, something I like this week. Seth Stevens, great guy, great follow on Instagram. He's a bit of a loon. He'll try all sorts on any bike. He's giving away a £16,000 electric cake. That's kind of an e-bike motorbike.
Yeah,
he's giving it away. Basically, he won it.
He won it.
But what he would like to do is like re-gift it to viewers out there. Mm-hmm. But obviously, he needs to raise money for his own career. So he's like basically selling, you know, raffle tickets. And you can go on there, buy tickets, as many as you want. It's all explained on his Instagram. And someone in May is going to win that bike. Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
And it helps him, support him to keep making videos.
That's really cool, really nice.
Yeah.
What happens if it breaks?
What do you mean?
Well, they're not in business anymore.
Well, I mean, he probably knows that doesn't want it anymore. But, I mean, it's still a great bike.
It's incredible,
great fun. I've seen Good Sam fun. Pilgrim have a lot of fun.
He has a few of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. And they're out of business, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are out of business.
Oh, goddamn bike business. Nightmare. Next up, love this. I haven't shouted out Jack Carvey in a long time.
He's got some bike skills, that bloke.
Oh, so good. He's on his Ebe Orange. Mm-hmm. He's making it look very good.
Yeah,
very cool. Just looks like he's having a great time, great fun.
Look at that.
See the power of the bike. Love seeing Jack on a normal mountain bike. It's great.
It's good. I got one for you.
Yeah, go on.
Chris Akrig. Not another trials video. Kind of is, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's same vein as Jack there, isn't it?
Is.
Like, those guys making it look great.
Man, I just bike skills...
Do you know what? The biggest regret, right, I'm not being a misery guts here, the biggest regret I've got about having my spinal cord injury is missing out on e-bikes.
Yeah, you would have...
Oh,
yeah.
My God, I would have loved to have rode e-bikes.
Well, you kind of do, but not that way.
Yeah, I've literally never rode a normal e-bike.
Have you not?
No, never. I never had a go on one. I was actually trying to make one with a hub drive motor, like maybe a year before my accident. I was trying to get a trials bike made so I could do e-bike trials. But now you can just do it willy-nilly because they're all so good.
You can just buy the stuff offline.
The frustration. That's sign language. BSL sign language for frustration.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway, let's keep going with the show. We're going to stick to mountain biking. Caption contest.
Yes, take a look at this. Steve Jones.
Yes.
With leaves all over his face. And look who's back in the comments. Cornish cactus.
In there for another mug.
I bet he's got the shop. Anyway, that's where all our enamel cups
have
gone.
They haven't gone.
Steve, in the moment, he gets home after having been away from Wales. Wait, Wales for more than an hour.
Yeah, well, Cornish cactus, you can't win this week.
You can't.
No.
Because he lives in Gloucestershire.
Doesn't even live in Wales.
No, he's a parish of England somewhere.
Oh my God, I only found that out.
I thought he was Welsh through and through. He's a fraud.
Yeah, he is. You said it. AntJan46, he says, trail addict, just can't get enough of it.
That's a good one.
And last up this week, we've got Johan Grey Dennis, and he says, this is the moment you're beginning to notice the effect of the mushrooms you had because you forgot your protein bars.
Which mushrooms? Chestnut?
Don't eat any mushrooms, for one.
No, but don't eat mushrooms.
But I think the mushrooms he's referring to are from the USA, and they're yum, 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 yum.
Okay.
And then they make you go dizzy and that.
Never tried them.
No, I haven't. I never tried them.
That
is a pretty good one to end with, but I feel like...
Can I go with the AntJan?
AntJan, yes. AntJan46, trail addict, just can't get enough of it.
That's very true.
That is literal. You have just won yourself a GMBN mug. It's not stuntable, but it's certainly drinkable. Enjoy. Should we... No throwing.
This is next week's caption contest. Take a look at this one. Do your absolute best or worst. Hashtag caption contest in the comments section down below. You get a chance to win one of them.
Yeah. Good luck. Right. Bike vault time. It's the bike vault.
It's the bike vault.
We're never quite in sync, really.
No.
I feel like it goes... Right, bike vault time. Today we are starting
with a Yeti. No, what? A Yeti?
No, it's not a Yeti, is it?
No, it's a YT,
Martin. It's a YT.
Well, it's got a Y and a T and Yeti, so I thought...
Yeah, it's a YT. From Kirk.
Kirk Underwood.
It's a great bike to start.
Super I think
nice.
It's a super nice super bike. Nice. Can we Next beat the time. Last time I was in the Dirt Shed Show? Because the last time I was here, we got not one super nice.
No. Oh, this one's for me. Oh, it literally does say it's for me. This is from...
That is from Mohammed.
And he sent this in. It's a Cannondale with a lefty. It's superb. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. It's a super nice. Love it. It's super. That is old school.
It's got one gear, Martin.
So good. So good. Love a lefty.
No, it's got one gear. Oh, here is a Yeti from Paul N. I do like that.
Yeti in the woods.
But look at that. Is that... That's an ergo, but it's not a cat, is it?
Do you see what's happened there, viewers? Blake's got distracted by the large machinery rather than the bicycle. Remember, this is the bike vault, not the large digger vault.
He's got a PT's water bottle.
Yeah.
And he's got another Fidlock item.
It's a super nice. There's no getting around it. We've got to get you off that digger, man. We've got to get you off that digger. Next up.
Jack Harper.
Lovely looking.
Beautiful man.
Lovely looking.
Where
ride
is
up
that?
Them hills.
It looks like Australia.
I don't know. It looks really nice up there, though.
Where is it?
It is a Norco site, and he is... I'm trying to look where he is in the...
South Africa.
No, it's in Adelaide in South Australia.
Oh, I was right. It's Australia.
Yeah,
it's the
nice looking spot.
Oh, next up. Look at this from Johnny Al.
That's in New Zealand, Christchurch.
Wow, we're going all over the world. Look, there's a boat down there. Is that a boat? Fishing ship.
Yeah.
Fishing ship?
It's over in New Zealand. He's got all the kit on there. Fox 36, Fox Float, Rempel
Spank
cockpit,
wheels.
Cameo. Camo death grips.
It's beautiful.
Super nice.
Super nice.
Next up. It's a bike group.
But we don't...
I like a bike group. A bike vault mass family. Family bike vault. I like it.
I'm only going to give the orange one a super nice.
What? Well, you don't like all the others?
No, because they're all non-drive side apart from that one.
Fair enough. So who are we giving this to?
This is Dean.
Dean Hembling. Thank you for sending in the group bike vault. And Dean, I hope the orange one's yours because you've got a super nice.
That's a Rocky Mountain, I think it is. It looks like it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's in South Australia as well. Next up is a Mondraker.
From Kate.
Yes.
Oh, Mine.
Listen to this. Two-piece carbon bars.
Two-piece? Like, carbon stem and bar, probably.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. I thought you meant two-piece bars. I was like, I've never heard of them.
Oh, yeah, flex in the middle.
Carbon rims, SRAM GX Axis, electronic drivetrain. Brilliant bike. Maryland, USA. Ring that bell.
Okay, that's
and last
beautiful.
Up in the bike vault this week.
Oh, Specialized.
Enduro Comp.
You can't go wrong with those rigs.
No, it's nice.
They're bomb-proof, they are. Yeah. What do you think of them, Matt?
Matt's giving us bombs up. That means...
It's a super nice.
Specialized from Germany gets a super nice. Thank you very much for sending that in. Did we name check that one?
Oh, it's Ian.
It's from Ian. Well done, Ian.
Ian Singleton.
Great stuff.
Good,
love
isn't it?
That. Brilliant bike vault. If you've got a bike, don't forget to send it into the GMBN uploader. It's linked in the description down below. You could be getting a super nice next week.
Yep.
Fantastic.
And a stun mug.
Could be winning it. That's all we've got time for this week, Bingers.
We always end on a high, don't we? But it's good.
Well, we are ending, and we began on a high because of all that cable action we've got to come. Don't worry, the world is not wireless.
Yes.
All is well. See you next week.
See ya.